The Bet, page 134.
Part 1. The water in the lake was very deep. In the hot summer months, all the kids liked to go swimming there. But now, in spring, the water was still too cold, and there weren't any swimmers. After school, a group of teens decided to go to the lake. They were throwing stones into the water, telling jokes, and laughing, when Tom said to Ben, "I'll bet you can't swim to the other side of the lake." Suddenly, it became quiet. "Aren't you good enough?" Tom asked. Everyone's eyes were on Ben. Everyone was waiting for him to say yes or no. A yes meant that he was cool. A no meant that he was chicken. Ben knew that it was a dangerous and stupid idea, but he wanted his friends to think he was tough. And Karen was there too.
"Sure, why not?"
Ben answered.
"Don't do it, Ben," Alex said. "It's far, and the water's too cold."
"Oh, Alex, it'll be fine," answered Ben.
"Don't be stupid. It's dangerous," Alex said. Then Tom said, "Well, are you going to do it or not?"
Ben thought for a minute. Part 2. Ben jumped into the water. He wasn't a good swimmer. The water was very cold. Ben knew Alex was right, but he couldn't change his mind now. Far away, he heard Karen shouting,
"Come on, Ben, you can do it!"
But then, he didn't hear anything, only his own breathing. Ben swam for about 15 minutes. The other side of the lake was getting nearer. He smiled to himself and thought of what he would say to Tom when he finished. Suddenly, Ben felt tired. It was getting dark. It became harder to swim. He swam very slowly. Then, Ben felt a pain in his leg. He panicked, but he told himself he'd be okay. The other side of the lake was so close. He had to keep on swimming. Part 3. On the shore, Alex was very worried. He didn't see Ben in the water. He turned to Karen and said, "I don't see Ben. I don't have a good feeling about this. What should we do?" Karen thought for a minute and said, "I'll phone my brother. He's a doctor. He'll know what to do." When Karen's brother answered the phone, Karen said, "My friend went swimming in the lake, but we can't see him. I'm afraid something's happened to him." Karen's brother told her, "I'm going to call an ambulance. It will be at the lake in a few minutes. Don't go into the water. Wait for the ambulance." When the ambulance arrived, the medics went out in a small boat to look for Ben. Luckily, it didn't take a long time to find him. They quickly pulled him into the boat and took him to the shore. "Let's get him to the hospital as fast as possible," said one of the medics. Alex and Karen looked at their friend and breathed a sigh of relief.
"Ben, are you okay?"
Alex asked. Ben smiled weakly and answered,
"Yeah, I think so. You saved my life."